Running a Fever, Episode 13, Working Through the Cedars.
It's the weekend, and there's a lot of people here. I've had this musical theme for the show idea running through my head. I'm not going to sing it. I wouldn't want to put you through that at this point, but it's kind of a ripoff of Jackson Browne's Running on Empty. Beautiful day. Doesn't feel like December. It's not really cold at all. I don't know what the temperature is, but it's perfect. Sun was out, and on that last part of the course, I had the sun, you know, it seemed a lot brighter because the sun was right there. And I've turned the corner on my way back, and seems darker, seems much darker. And it's kind of broken overcast. Not like it's going to rain or anything, but a lot of people on the course, and I have seen, I guess, if you're not going to go all the way around the course, you go out for a while and you come back, and that's what people are doing, just like I'm doing. So I've seen a lot of people in groups of people twice, on the way out and on the way back. It feels like a quicker pace because I can feel it in my back. I don't know if it's just because of something's going on with my body, because I really don't track that kind of thing. I'll be interested to see how long my workouts are lately, though, because the last 2 days have been 2.5 miles, and that's good. But I'd like to know how much time that takes. I was really psyched up about doing the double run thing yesterday. I don't think that's going to happen today. Just not really feeling the same kind of energy. I did wear the gear fit all night last night, and so I know that my resting heart rate is in the 50s, which is good. It's always been kind of low. It's probably low for a person of my girth. A friend of mine quoted a mystic from many years ago who was also quoting another philosopher, I guess, if you want to call him that. A lot of traffic and activity here today. And I'm breathing harder than usual. Just going up a stretch here. Oh, past the 1 mile mark. There's so much traffic, it's kind of hard to record sometimes. But I didn't lose my place. Don't know the name of these. Well, I know the name of one of these philosophers. Wouldn't mean anything to most of you, probably. Anyway, he said, if you want to find God, if you want God to speak to you, go sit under the cedar tree before dawn and stay there until the sun comes up. And God will speak to you through the cedar tree. I finally got that out. It took me a long time to see that because of all the cars and bikes and kids and everything around me, but that's just life. So I was thinking about that yesterday, especially as I was walking along, and it was a little quieter and I was able to see the trees here, and I'm grateful for that. We're in a city, not just not a really, you know, big city, but it's a city nonetheless, obviously, with lots of traffic and even, you know, the usual buildings and storefronts and all this stuff. And people with really loud exhaust systems. Sometimes I want to go up to one of these guys who spent $2,000 on his exhaust system and say, do you realize that your muffler's falling off? It's just me. No, really, I've lost my train of thought. Snapped a picture of one of those weird mileage signs. It's like some odd hundredths of a mile or something. And there are cement markers in the pavement, and this whole thing is kind of paved. I just noticed that, I thought they were just once every mile, but I just noticed that the one I just crossed is 1.25 miles. There was one at 0.5 miles. And so, it's pretty good. And then there's a sign actually, two indications. Here's something that I think is true about the post signs. I think they try to put them in areas that are cluttered anyway, so that they don't have to put them in areas that are where they might block the scenery a little bit. I don't know. Anyway, I made it through that thing. 1.25, so I'm in the last quarter mile, so I do need to slow down, which is something I've been forgetting to do. Slow down and cool down. And that's it from the trail today. Welcome to the drive home. It's not really, I can't really use that, I don't think, because that's the name of an actual radio show here locally. It was a good workout. I worked really hard, literally worked out, because it's not like yesterday. And I guess that's how it goes. Some days, you know, you have this great energy, and some days, it's just a struggle. I didn't, you know, mentally, I didn't have a problem today. I was motivated the whole time. I didn't do that second run, which I wasn't really counting on. I have to admit, maybe I was hoping for it, but I wasn't really counting on it. And I found out I was wrong. I have to make a retraction of my statement about there are a lot of strange mileage markers, but I begin to see the reason for them, and I've also noticed that it looks like most of the major sort of milestones are kind of literally milestones, or not literally, but they are concrete embedded into the trail. You know, and it's again, I saw one at 1.5, 1.25, obviously a mile, and so forth. So a half mile. So anyway, that's good. Very busy today on the trail, and it's kind of frustrating sometimes when you're, you know, trying to record and there's cars going by and all kinds of people on the trail, and I don't really like to be talking into my phone, even though, you know, plenty of other people are talking into their phones. This is something, this is a personal thing, I guess. On my way out and on my way back, 1.25 miles of walking. I don't know how long that takes, but there was a lady who was talking on her phone as I went out, and then I passed her again on my way in, and she was still talking on her phone, or maybe she was on a different call. That happens all the time, and I don't feel comfortable with it. It's good to talk to people about what I'm doing. There's something about having a sort of partnership, even if you're not exactly walking with someone or working out with someone, like a workout partner. Just sharing the, you know, whatever you're going through with someone who's doing similar things is good. You know, I saw a guy Wednesday who's also, he's working out. He said he doesn't run fast, but he's working out. He's doing it apparently on a regular basis. So that's good. When I see him, you know, we can talk about that. My friend she's the most spiritual person I know, and she, you know, gave me this book, and I'm going to be reading it in the morning and doing some prayer and meditation, and she's going to do it too. She's starting it now. It's the beginning of the church year, and she's going to be doing that, so we're doing it together, and we can share our thoughts on that. And I think another member of her family is doing a similar thing. So it's always good when you're trying to do something
different, trying to do something good, trying to improve yourself, to have someone on that journey with you. And I hope that that's what this podcast accomplishes to some degree. I hope it'll be interactive, and I'll hear from people about their journeys as I share mine. So good thoughts for today. Good workout. Keep the fever. And I'll talk to you next time.
You're listening to the Padua Podcast Network, PaduaMedia.com.